The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the unity of the Holy Spirit be with all of each of us now and forever. I shall read God's word from the book of Revelations, chapter 1. The verses 9 through 11. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamo, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Amen. Apostle John has written this text, whom was one of the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. John, Jesus had called to his to follow him by the waters, and later set him as well as other brothers unto the fishers of men, into the work of the gospel. John, in the work of the, was quite a long time in the work of the gospel unto an old age. He, as one of the only apostles, died a natural death, and was moved from this time unto eternity. When we read the writings of John from the Bible, he has written the gospel, his gospel, three epistles, and this book of Revelations. When we read these letters, from these letters especially, comes forth this one matter, and this matter or issue is the love of God. John himself certainly was a great memorable love or gift of God, this love of God. For this reason, he, in his letters, quite often writes of. There in his gospel, he says that, behold, that so God has loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that anyone who believeth unto him shall not die, but shall receive everlasting life. But in his epistle, he writes, behold, one kind of love God the Father has showed us, that we should be called the children of God. Is this for us, dear brothers, and the guests of these services today, a great matter? This, that which John says, that so has God so much loved us that we are called the children of God. And it continues that why, of what shall we come that when he is revealed or appears, we shall become as him and we can see him as he is. It is good for me to believe, dear brothers and sisters, that you have strength to believe in this way, that you once shall see the Lord Jesus from face to face. But unto my own behalf, my own portion, it is many times difficult. Perhaps there are many doubts often, that shall I ever reach heaven? Shall I ever see the Lord Jesus? For this reason, I ask and beg that can I believe all my sins and doubts forgiven? In Jesus' name and blood, sins are forgiven. My heart's desire is to believe in this way. You also, dear brother and sister, believe. If you have had doubts of this, that shall I reach heaven? You can believe your doubts and temptations and sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Jesus' name and blood. When John writes here, I, John, who also am your brother, and writes to his dear ones and his relatives as unto his own brothers. Nevertheless, John does not mean here of the temporal or fleshly brothers, of which he did have, whom are dear and beloved even unto us, but John writes yet to even more dear and close brothers and relatives when he writes through the Spirit of God, those who are born through the Spirit of God, the brothers and sisters. For the apostle writes, we have not been born from temporal, but from the unperishing, but the perishing word of God, unperishable word of God, which shall remain forever. This gospel of the kingdom of God, which is preached from the kingdom of God, this only gives birth unto living children into a living kingdom of God, into this living family of God. This family of God is not separated by these worldly borders. Different cultures do not separate these borders, but there where one has made repentance and has been able to be born as a child of God and have received the same spirit of faith and love which connects and joins us unto the family of God, in God's kingdom, one to another. There at Luohua, we had St. John's services, there, we were able to experience this in true life, in a concrete way, when at the St. John's services we had two speaker brothers from Africa. And both of them, those brothers, spoke at our St. John's services, and it was touching and teaching to listen and to hear and experience that this Spirit of God gives birth. Believing believers who are in the same spirit and love in the other end of the world. And when two women had met one another in the village, that what miracle, that what we experienced at the services when speakers from the other part, other end of the world come, and when they preach as we believe, and they have the same spirit and the same love as we have. Such is the family of God here in the, upon this earth, and we, or this love connects and joins each one of us together, which is the fruit of faith, of which Paul writes, the fruits of faith are love, peace, joy, goodness, long-suffering, faith, and so forth. This unity and this love is nowhere else but in the midst of the family of God. John then says, and a companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience. Those who suffer, or we all people suffer matters of life, believers and as well as the unbelievers. Different. This temporal time or life is not always that easy. That it would be as if traveling or bouncing on roses, and that living always in sunshine. But God allows in our lives trials. Peter writes that if need be, we shall be tried with many temptations or trials. So our trial in faith would be found more precious than the pure gold which is tried in the fire, which is unto honor and glory, for unto when the Lord Jesus Christ appears. These sorrows the former saints have experienced already during the time of the Old Covenant. The Old Testament. For example, our forefather in faith, Abraham, experienced sorrow when that promise which God had given him from a great, large family, it did not become fulfilled. Many years passed, and tens of years, decades, that promise was not fulfilled. Abraham had great doubts, but nevertheless, the apostle says in this way, he did not doubt with unbelief, but he had doubts. And for this reason, God sent unto him there to the valley of Mamron those visitors, believers, whom preached faith unto him, and said that in the coming year in this time when we return that your wife shall have a son. And so this son or boy was born. I'm sure that they had a great joy over this. But yet God tried Abraham when he asked him to sacrifice his only son Isaac, whom he loved, and go unto the land of Moriah and sacrifice him as a burnt offering. But even unto this, Abraham believed. Faith believed, helped him, for he showed obedience, and as if already sacrificed his son, as God said. And in that sacrifice, Abraham saw one of the days of the Lord Jesus, and he marveled at it. And if we would yet remember Joseph and his trials, when he there at home was forsaken by his brothers and was sold unto the Ishmaelites merchants as a slave. It was a very sorrowful and unthoughtful and loveless due task to sell their own brother. And Joseph became a slave and later into prison. But it is said Joseph was a fortunate man, for the Lord was with him. Even in the midst of trials in the lives of man, a person can be fortunate and happy when one is believing, when sins are forgiven, and one can live beneath the blessing of God. As we remember Joseph, how God blessed him in a temporal way abundantly, that he was yet able to meet his own brothers, but himself was in a very high place as a governor of that land. But nevertheless, his heart forgave his brothers, even though they were afraid that Joseph shall take revenge upon them. But Joseph spoke lovingly unto them. In this way, God affects his love, even though one is in difficulties in their lives, when one sees that behind all these difficulties is the love of God. Paul writes in this way, even then when trials are before us, it is not joy unto us, but it is seen as sorrow unto us. But after the righteous fruit is unto them who have been tried in these. So also in these times the believers have trials and temptations. When we have come unto the end of time, into such a time where when the disciples asked Jesus that what kind of the sign of your second coming shall be, Jesus said in this way, wrongfulness shall receive power, and love shall become cold in many. Wrongfulness is sin. Oh, how in this time there is no sin in this unbelieving world. Nothing is sin. A person is so strong and built, grown up in himself, that he is he has a right to do sin and go against the word of God, contrary to what God's word teaches. For this reason, there in this world there are many divorces. One forsakes their family, leaves their family, and be aggressive. When such a life there is in this world, it in some way has affected the kingdom of God. That even in our midst, it is not a strange matter this, that someone has left their family, or someone has forsaken or left their wife, and in this way has lived and lives against the word of God. God already said through Isaiah that the mother can forsake the fruit of the womb, but I shall never forsake you. Think of the love of God, the love of God is so great towards us. Even though someone can be in great difficulties, trials of one's life, and experience to be forsaken and left, God nevertheless will not forsake. God loves. He, through his kingdom, shows this love, points out this love. And for this reason, no one in God's kingdom can or needs to feel being a loneliness and be forsaken. But there are beloved brothers and sisters who support us, who listen to us, whom are traveling beside us through the difficult times of our lives, as well as through days of joy. And then it is said that in the kingdom of God, Paul writes to Timothy in this way, who wishes to live in a godly way, he shall see sorrow. We, children of God, on behalf of this world, suffer sorrow, ridicule. But Jesus exhorts us to rejoice when we suffer because of the name of Christ's sake. But yet, that long suffering, patience. We are asked for patience in our own personal faith, that we would not become weary in our lives, even though sin attaches and makes our journey slow. The writer of the book of Hebrews say, but put away burden and sin, which attaches itself unto us always, and it makes our journey so. And let us run through long suffering or patience towards or after that goal, with our eyes attached upon the author of our faith, the Lord Jesus Christ. Patience is asked for patience when one must repent in many times of the same matter. Comes to mind a certain brother whom was on a sermon trip, a preaching trip in a home, and the one's corrupted portion can arise quite suddenly sometimes. That he became this man, he became angry, and that he, in anger, left. But that preacher brother knew that, Father, that he is believing from the heart. But his nature is so quick, and he was angry. And he said that this man is believing preciously, even though it was difficult for the wife to understand that the man was believing correctly. But the man came from outside and went to his wife and began to beg that, "Can you still believe? Forgive me." And the wife attaches his husband, he says, "In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven." How many times had this man from that anger made repentance and asked for forgiveness? How many times had this wife had to bless her spouse? But when we all have a desire to make it to heaven, as the preacher said, that when you have a desire to go to heaven, these home services are put up when one wants to go to heaven. Such is the traveling of a child of a God. It is asking and forgiving. It is a precious matter that we can ask and forgive. And in this way, this love is cared for in the kingdom of God, this brotherly united love, and also there in the home life. There in the home life, where that love is taken care of, when we are open and speak of matters, discuss and put those matters away as with the name which are causing the situation between the husband and wife to be harsh. And he says that, "I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as a trumpet saying," even though John was as a prisoner in the Isle of Patmos, he was able to be there at special services when the Lord Jesus appeared unto him in a festive garment. If we would have read further, it is related that what Jesus was clothed with, it was beautiful garment, and nice to look upon, and his face shone like the sun. And he says that, "I said that I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last." It was certainly comforting for John to listen to that he shall not die or become hungered here, for there is the Lord Jesus who will take care of him, for he is the first and the last. In this way, dear brothers and sisters, even though life sometimes is difficult in the midst of this time, we need not fear, for the Lord Jesus is with us. I am with you every day until the end of the world. That I will be with you every day until the end of this world. When we think of this, the beginning of faith, Jesus is the beginning of our faith. As it is said, man cannot through his own mind or understanding or power believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, neither come to him. But the Spirit, Holy Spirit of God, has called me through the gospel, calls, gathers, and enlightens and sanctifies. and here in this only true faith protects. The songwriter says, yours, Jesus, is the beginning of my faith and endeavor, and you have in your hands the freedom at the end. When shall you gather me, the weary one, unto heaven? In this way we can be brothers and sisters, trusting with a comforted mind. And when I have moved around at these services and looked at you, the children have spoken much unto me, and the young mothers and fathers. And when one thinks of you in this midst of this time, a prayer has come to the Heavenly Father that, Father, give them strength, that they would have strength to receive children, that allow the children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. So that we would receive the children as a gift of God, believing and understanding this way, that when God blesses us with children, he shall bless us with bread and living. Even though this time of world, it is not difficult or not easy to be with the children. But God is our strength. God is our helper. For this reason, the future looks good, dear brothers and sisters. And we, from the kingdom of God, preach that gospel which comforts and refreshes us. One certain old hymn says beautifully, when you look upon the child flock, that why should you have sorrow? The Lord's gift is the children of the God has given, that he shall bless the food. When a bird receives a flower, or a flower and a bird receive their clothing, why shall not he care for us? And when the bread is on our table, we are happy. Where the praise of God is heard, that house shall never be forsaken, for it shall increase. I shall relate one matter yet. When a brother who has passed away was asked to a birthday, and he held services at that birthday party, this man of the house stands up lastly and says, when I was married 50 years ago with my wife, they were very poor. They did not have any furniture, that we made from cardboard what we had, and something of this we had. But through these decades, God has blessed us, that with the children's bread we have lived and functioned here. And so it is this life, to live as the Word of God teaches. The apostle said, for that which is formerly written, it is written for us for learning. And even today, it is comforting to live, trusting upon and believing upon the Word of God. For this reason today, you, dear brothers and sisters, can remain believing in Jesus' name, and in Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. Unto peace, joy, and freedom. In Jesus' name and blood. Jesus' name and blood. Jesus' name and blood. All sins are forgiven. It is this is precious, this gospel message, which is preached through the Holy Spirit and given. In Jesus' name, amen.